Okay, so Avery is amazing. She got me a donut.
She got all of us donuts.
She got all of us donuts.
It's very...
She got me a chocolate donut. It's exam week. It sucks.
So,
Avery, can you hold this? Natalia, you can hold
Hi.
Hello. Avery got chocolate on
you,
chin.
Avery.
Avery's got chocolate all over her chin.
I'm going to eat this donut.
Good.
Ow.
Enjoy.
I didn't know if you wanted chocolate or glaze, so I got chocolate.
Oh, chocolate was definitely the way to go. Thank you.
They're different donuts from last year. Last year they had the round ones.
Now they're a fucking line.
They're
boys.
Cool ones.
These are the knotted donuts, the ones that look fucking wild. I mean, they're not, let's be real, they're not great quality donuts, but honestly, I'm crashing. Wait till
they're multiple. It's different after you fail geometry
test. You did not fail.
It's the school food. It can't be horrible. It can't be too good.
It can't. Well, okay. I mean, I've had some good school pizza recently.
It was $1.
It was a dollar. They're also selling coffee and water, but, like, I brought a water bottle, and I'm eating a donut, so I don't know how much caffeine I really need.
Well, there you go.
I think one of the, people on the crossing path that, like, watch you, the guards. Are they guards? What do you call them?
Security guards.
Security guards. Okay, there.
Pedophiles.
No. Nope. One of them was listening to death metal, and he's now my favorite person.
He's just enjoying
life. Also, there is a guy who works in school. I don't know who he is, but he's a black man. And we had there was apparently like a chicken hawk in our building. And this motherfucker comes in playing some sweet ass jazz music, loud as hell, and it was. One of the best experiences of high school in my entire life, I'll ever experience. He's amazing.
Huh.
It was damn good jazz music, too.
Okay, I don't know why I started thinking about this, but can I tell you guys a story from, the beginning of summer when I was in driver's training?
Yes.
Okay.
I love driver's training.
So there was a back room where, the teachers keep all their stuff, right? And then we kept hearing bird noises, and we figured, oh, there's birds outside. But then the bird noises started coming from the room. So we opened it, and a bird flew out. And it flew into the glass and started freaking out. Everyone was freaking out, especially all the girls. They were like, oh, my God, bird! I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's a bird.
It literally can't hurt you. It's not like a bug.
And we opened the door, but it wouldn't go out the door.
It's too fucking dumb.
And it landed on my shoulder.
Seriously?
And I picked it up.
You're Snow White.
I picked it up and just held it because I'm so used to Alex's bird hero.
Oh.
And,
that's adorable.
And Alex's other new bird. I'm used to holding birds, so I know how to hold them. You're supposed to just, you cup them, and then you hold their wings down so they can't fly away, and it helps them calm down. Because then you have to, you just gotta be like, hey, it's okay. And then I took it outside, and I washed my hands so I didn't get diseases.
Yeah. Avery's the bird whisperer. We had a bird once, on the same topic. We have a big old glass window that leads into our living room, and sometimes we'll just have the lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, birds sometimes ram themselves directly into our fucking window at high speeds, thinking that, either they're gonna get some food, or that they're gonna go right through it. They don't. Half the time, they hit the glass window so hard their feathers stuck to it, and then they're fine.
And then they're dead.
No, once. But that was because of a mouse trap.
What? Why is a mouse trap outside?
Chipmunks that are eating our garden, Josh. We're farmers, damn it.
Oh.
So one time it fell into the mouse trap, and then I cried about that for a week because I was so sad. Either they get up and they're like, oh fuck, what the hell was that, and then fly away just fine.
Ooh.
Or they're like, ah shit, I'm concussed, bitch.
I'm concussed, help.
And then they're like, no, literally. So then they'll be like, I can't fucking. Just fly right out, and then we'll bring him inside for a little bit for the night or for however long they need, and then we'll be like, oh, he's good.
Aww.
Off you go. So because my dad's a fucking maniac and can manage to catch wild birds like it's fucking nothing, let me tell you what happened. We were at this pool party, and there was this fucking peacock, like not a peacock, parrot.
Yes, there was a peacock.
No,
at your pool party.
Look,
fake one probably.
No, but, it was a parakeet. That's what it was. It was a parakeet. Just fucking randomly flew. Everyone saw it at the same time. They were very cute. It was a green one. Fucking just flew down and sat, right on the edge of the pool. There's kids in the pool. Everyone's just fucking silent, not moving. What the fuck? And then my dad, this maniac of a man, was like, Mine.
I would do that.
I would do that too, but it'd probably fly away.
But it didn't fly away, and he was just like, it's mine now.
I could probably catch it.
Like, he didn't say anything.
I'm a Disney princess. Yeah. You can't tell me.
And somehow we managed to convince my mom, hey, let's keep the bird. And we did. Take this back. I didn't eat my donut.
Oh, yeah, eat your donut. Very important.
And if you savor the gift that Avery so graciously
offered. Yes. Oh, look, more donuts. Oh, I know. That's Nicholas's mom.
What?
Yeah. Hi. Okay, you didn't see me. That's okay.
Bye, Avery.
Nice score.
Bye.
Good luck on your test. What's your next? Oh, yeah, A push. How are you feeling about it?
Pretty okay. It's going to be counted as a normal test, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
It's still 55 fucking stimulus questions, and then a short answer, a short question response.
You'll do fine. You'll do good. You're smart.
Thank you. Bye, Josh.
Bye. Good luck.